You know what this time of the week usually means. It means we're going to break down a couple of games. We're going to give out some picks. And this guy is going to join us with his fantasy expertise. From FantasyPros.com, our fantasy guru, backed by popular demand, Jason Katz. He joins us. What's happening, Jason?
What's going on?
Jason, a Thursday night game in which I think a lot of people were scrambling. Marlon Mack injured, the return of T.Y. Hilton. You get DeAndre Hopkins up to his usual antics. Any big takeaways from this game from a fantasy standpoint?
Apparently, as long as Marlon Mack is out, Jonathan Williams is the guy. For how many weeks now we saw Kerryon Johnson go down. Will Ty Johnson get all the work? No. We saw Devonta Freeman go down. Will Brian Hill get all the work? No. We saw Marlon Mack go down. Will Jonathan Williams get all the work? Yes, he will, apparently. They force-fed him the ball. Apparently, their plan was to just feed the ball to their third-string running back. That was their grandmaster scheme to win that game. It didn't work. But for fantasy, if you start Jonathan Williams, great job.
Okay, Jason, we got a ton of Twitter questions to get to, so why waste any time? Let's get to it, all right?
Yep.
All right, the first one is regarding the quarterback of the New York Jets. They're wondering, would you ride the hot hand of Sam Darnold, who has been a fantasy factor the last 2 weeks, against the Oakland Raiders on Sunday?
I need to know what the alternative is, but in general, I do like Sam Darnold this week. Past 2 weeks, he's broken 20 fantasy points, 4 touchdowns last week. He has shown an ability to exploit favorable matchups. Oakland is yet another favorable matchup. In fact, the next 3 weeks are favorable matchups. So Sam Darnold, if we get good Sam Darnold for the next 3 weeks, then he's going to be a fantasy asset.
Jason, we talked about that with scheduling, how important it can be identifying those weak schedules for a defense, for a quarterback. You mentioned Baker Mayfield. Let's be fair. Look at the schedule now over the next few weeks for Baker Mayfield. I know I'm in a position this week where I was dying to find the quarterback. I was texting you about Driscoll. I was texting you about Ryan Fitzpatrick. How many times do you get the sense we're in week 11, week 12, you're a team that desperately needs a win, and you're like searching that waiver wire trying to find a quarterback?
Of course, it happens all the time, especially if you're waiting on a quarterback. I mean, the plan in your draft is to wait on a quarterback, and you hope you find one. If you get that Lamar Jackson, that Russell Wilson this year, great job. But if not, you might be scrambling. But you're not really scrambling because there's almost always guys out there. You just have to find the right ones week to week, and that's what we try and do here. Got a couple good options coming up. You're looking ahead. Nick Foles. He tossed the ball up over 40 times last week. Chargers, Raiders, Falcons playoff schedule. That's pretty juicy there. Daniel Jones also isn't the worst option. I do not think he's a good quarterback, but he has shown an ability to exploit favorable matchups against the Dolphins and the Raiders during playoff season.
Juicy stuff. I like that. Now, Jason, I wouldn't be crazy to consider benching Kyler Murray for a guy like Nick Foles with those fantasy matchups, would I?
At this point, I'm ready to anoint Kyler.
I'm riding that Kyler train. Listen, he's gotten me to where I need to be at this point in the year. It's a Nick Foles appearance for 1 week and 1 week only. So I'm rolling with Nick Foles starting this week against the Tennessee Titans. Am I okay with that matchup?
You are. I think there'll be enough volume there. I'm not really worried about Nick Foles having a problem. The only concern is that Doug Marone did come out and say he wants to reestablish Leonard Fournette. But again, it remains to be seen whether game script will allow him to do that. The Titans are field goal favorites at home, so potential negative game script, I think Foles will be fine.
All right, Jason, this one comes from Dustin. He's wondering, Jalen Samuels or Kenny Golladay at the flex? It's a half PPR league.
That's a really tough one because obviously Golladay's a superior player, but Jalen Samuels is a running back. James Conner's not going to play. Unfortunately, Samuels only played 35% of the snaps last week, and that's not ideal. It seems that Mike Tomlin is intent upon using anybody else. I know Benny Snell is returning. He's terrible, but Tomlin will force him the ball anyway. I think you have to go with Golladay just because he's more trustworthy.
Okay, Jason, this next one is going to be rather appropriate because I think a lot of Giant fans wondering if this particular player has been in a witness protection all year. Odell Beckham Jr., Calvin Ridley, or Devin Singletary at the flex spot. It is half PPR. This one comes from Brett.
We can toss out Singletary easily because he's just his ceiling is nowhere near high enough. And he actually had a really bad week last week despite playing season high in snaps, I believe. So it's between Calvin Ridley and Odell Beckham, and that's really, really tough. Unfortunately, I don't know how even in a great matchup, I just can't recommend playing Odell Beckham. He hasn't finished higher than wide receiver 17 since that week two game against the Jets. His finishes the last 4 weeks, wide receiver 41, 27, 37, and 36. Meanwhile, Calvin Ridley last week, in not the greatest of matchups, was wide receiver 3. Now he has the premier matchup against the Bucs. I think it's Calvin Ridley.
Don't you get the sense you should be all in on Cleveland Browns players this week, Jason? The Dolphins' defense decimated in the secondary with injuries. They're brutal on the front seven to begin with. I know the Browns throwing the football, it has not been their strength. I feel like you got to love Jarvis Landry against his old team, Beckham, Mayfield. Is this the breakout week for Cleveland?
If it's not this week, it's never happening. We all saw what Josh Allen did to the Dolphins last week. If Josh Allen can do it, I mean, the Browns just are a more talented team up and down on offense. How is this not just a breakout week for every player on that offense?
Jason Katz, check him out over at fantasypros.com. Okay, Jason, now it's time for your must plays of the week. We start at quarterback.
You mentioned him earlier. It's Jeff Driscoll. Rushing quarterbacks are a cheat code. We have seen far worse quarterbacks than Jeff Driscoll be QB1s just because of their rushing ability. Driscoll is averaging over 40 rushing yards per game in his two starts. That's pretty much an extra touchdown in rushing alone. The Redskins just allowed 4 touchdowns to Sam Darnold. Driscoll was pretty good last week against Dallas. He's been a QB1 in both his starts of this season. So I think Driscoll's a great streaming option.
Amazing. Jeff Driscoll could decide fantasy playoff implications depending on what your team is looking at. He almost decided my fantasy season until I couldn't get him on the waiver claim. So I was ahead of the curve on that one, Jason. I'm going to have to settle for Nick Foles. Running back, who do you like this week?
Running back, we're going to Cleveland. Kareem Hunt. The Dolphins allow the second most rushing yards per game because they're always facing negative game script and teams are just running against them. Hunt is still clearly behind Nick Chubb, but Hunt has seen 17 targets in just 2 games back from his suspension. He's been the RB12 and RB27. Now he gets his easiest opponent yet. And if this game gets out of hand, the Browns could showcase Hunt in the fourth quarter, as many teams have done versus the Dolphins.
Okay, Jason, now we move to wide receiver. What's catching your eye?
James Washington. Sometimes you just take the easy path to targets. I know it's not ideal, but I'm trying to dig deep for the people when we got a lot of bye weeks to cover. He's a waiver pickup this week. Juju is not going to play. It looks like Deontay Johnson is going to play, but regardless, James Washington is at least going to be the number 2. He'll be on the field for probably 70, 80% of the snaps, if not more. Just chase the targets, especially against the Bengals' bottom 10 pass defense.
Jason, if there is a waiver claim to be in on this late in the year, trying to find somebody who could be useful at running back or wide receiver, what's the name we should keep an eye on?
There's no name in particular. It's just target guys that could find themselves in advantageous situations if somebody got hurt. Like, for example, what we just saw with James Washington. Again, the upside isn't there at receiver usually. It's usually at running back. You just want those guys that could potentially fall into a high-volume role if something broke right.
Okay, final one, because I have a guy in a similar situation. Darrell Williams in Kansas City. We know what a mess that backfield has been. Damian Williams, LeSean McCoy, Darrell Williams is there. Is that a guy, Jason, I should be holding on to in my bye week?
He's not a must-hold. He's really just a warm body, and that's what they use him for. But again, if you're in the Chiefs, you're in a Patrick Mahomes offense, if you're getting the work, you can be fantasy viable. If you have Darrell Williams, I wouldn't go out of my way to drop him, but if you need the roster spot, it's okay to let him go. But if you can keep him, remember, we don't really know what's going on with LeSean McCoy and Damian Williams right now. Damian's dealing with a rib injury of unknown severity, and McCoy is in the concussion protocol. Who knows if they'll play next week? If both of them are out, then Darrell Williams could be a legitimate RB2.
Would you dare think about picking up Antonio Brown and hoping and praying the Patriots are going to claim him?
Absolutely not. There's no chance he plays this year.
There you go. So you wouldn't waste any time, despite some of the rumors that are out there, in picking up Antonio Brown. Because I'm with you 1,000%. Somebody had suggested it to me over at my other workplace, and I thought it was a terrible, terrible idea. So I'm glad we're on the same page with that. And then final one, Darius Geis had a 45-yard touchdown. He's on that dumpster fire of a Redskins team. Is this a guy that could have more of a role over the final few weeks of the year?
Absolutely. Darius Geis is by far the most talented running back on the Redskins. Of course, the problem is he's on the Redskins. Last week, he played only 34.5% of the snaps, and he really, outside of that 45-yard touchdown reception, he didn't do anything. It's hard to know if that was them easing him back or if they're really going to just split snaps between him, Adrian Peterson, and what will now be a returning Chris Thompson. Who knows what their plans are? It's a low-volume offense. It's a bad offense. But anyone getting touches is someone worth owning. So if you have guys, hang on to him, wait and see if you can. And it's not the worst start this week against the Lions.
Our fantasy guru, Jason Katz, check him out on fantasypros.com. And Jason, for those last minute fantasy start sit questions, those decisions that might keep us up at night that you will, you know, be our stress reliever, my friend. You will come in and you will provide the insight, the expertise that you always do here on this show. Where can we find you on Twitter?
At JasonKatz13, always happy to help out the people on Twitter.
That's what I'm talking about. Jason, enjoy this weekend of football. We will chat on Thanksgiving morning, so I hope you get ready and you're going to work up an appetite talking to me. That I know.
I look forward to that. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. It's one of the best days of the year.
Amen. Family, food, football, and me and you on the radio. That's what's up. All right, Jason, have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Good stuff there from Jason Katz, our fantasy guru.